last two examples that the Chofetz Chaim gives, that if you know these three examples, then you'll be able to know how to answer with a shidduch, how to answer with a business. The last two examples that the Chofetz Chaim gives in the Sefer. So he says the second siur, the first one he gave was in case somebody is coming to, you see someone's going to go into a store, and he's going to, someone's coming into a store, and he's going to,
thank you.
And he's a wimp, this guy, he's a naive guy, he's a mistaken guy, and he's going into a store in which you know the owner is a very sly, cunning person who's just waiting for such a guy to come in. So that was the first example. The second example he gives is Im Hu Roya, and that's Aleph on page Reish Mem Zayin. Im Hu Roya, Sheruven Roitzel L'shtatif from Shimon Ben Yoni Mischar. Reuven sees that, he sees that Reuven wants to become a partner with Shimon in business. The Shimon ain't a makir b'tiva, and Shimon doesn't know who this Reuven is. The who makir heitev l'Reuven mikvar she'ain a choshesh l'mamon acherim b'mei tivo hara. And I know that Reuven doesn't really care. He's not careful with other people's money. So then, yazir lozem mitchilo shlo yishtatef imay. So then I have an obligation to go to Shimon and say, Reuven is not careful. You know, he's just negligent with other people's money, and therefore don't become a partner with him. Ve'en b'zeh m'shim lashon hara, and that's not called lashon hara. Ve'gam b'zeh tzarech lizor ma'ay shelo yachzuru kol ha'pratim hanizkarim li'il kol tesif beis. But you have to be careful that none of the conditions should be missing. In other words, one of the conditions, first of all, you have to know. You have to really know that the guy, yourself, that this guy is really a person who's careless with other people's money. And second of all, it has to be that by saying it, the guy's going to listen to you. If he's not going to listen to you anyway, then you're not allowed to tell him. Because if you see this guy so gung-ho that he sees dollar bills in his head, Shim, and he's not going to let go, so then don't say anything. And also, if you can accomplish it a different way, then don't say it. Because if you can accomplish by saying, you know, you guys have such different personalities, I can just see clashing all the time. Instead of having to tell Shimon, Reuven is careless with other people's money. So if you have a way to accomplish without saying the Lashon Hara, then you have to do it in that way. And your intention has to be taka l'shem shemayim, in order for toelis, not because you don't like Reuven, and that's why you're doing it. So he says, then the Chofetz Chaim says, in the Haggah, v'hizoyer ochi, shloi tita lahatim bitam zeh, now, so let's say you see that Reuven wants to become a partner with Shimon, and Reuven, you have no tainus on Reuven, but you know that Reuven is down and out. He doesn't have any money, and it's not a business that he's expected to be investing in. He's going to go in as a partner, and he's going to work there, and they're going to work and try to sell and whatever. But lemaiser, you know Reuven doesn't have money. So he says, so, and therefore you want to go tell Shimon, Shimon, you know, by the way, Reuven doesn't have any money. Do you know that he's a poor guy? So he says that in such a case, that's a very big aveira. So he says, if you're going to say this and you're going to cause that Reuven is not going to be able to become a partner, then you're damaging Reuven, you're hurting Reuven, and you have no right to hurt Reuven in such a case. So he says, Vein doy meklal l'sharin yonim shutsru trachnu legalos, and this is not similar to the case where Reuven is not an honest person. The hosum hu matzel ayideze esu isha hu shemgaloloi me'etzem hezegoy ra. Because in that case, I'm saving Shimon from damage. Mashenkin bazeh dein lonu shum raya lahachlit the agiloi aidei hishtatfusei hezek vera. There's no reason to assume that because this guy doesn't have money, that's why he's not going to be a good partner and the business won't be successful. And therefore, it's an isa deraisa for you to go and say to Shimon, you should know that Reuven doesn't have any money. You may think Reuven has a lot of money, that he's a really successful businessman, but he doesn't have any money. That fact is not something which is a reason that the business should not be successful. And then the Chofetz Chaim tells us a very, very important principle. And he says in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, V'davka leilich ba'atzmei legales. That means that I can't go and now and say, you know, by the way, you may think that Reuven is a wealthy guy. You should know he doesn't have any money. He's honest. He's this, he's that. But you should know he doesn't have money. So that, the Chafetz Chaim says, is a nisa deraisa to say. Because the fact that he doesn't have money, we're talking in the case, if obviously if he's going into the business because he's looking to this guy for capital, then obviously that's a problem. But we're talking about, Reuven is not fooling him that as if he has money to invest and that's what's expected of him. But rather, they're just going to be partners in a store or something. They're going to work together, they're going to hustle together. So he says, Avali mudarish mimenu es matzavei. But what happens if Shimon comes to me and asks me, what's the matzav of Reuven? Does he have money? Is he like, you know, down and out? Or is he successful in business? So he says, V'hu meivin, and I understand, shekavanosoi deroitza l'shtatefi mibinyin ba. And I know the reason why he's asking me is because he's thinking of becoming a partner with Reuven. Efsher dekivin degilu le'ashut of daita b'feirush. If he says, basically he's kind of telling me, I only want to become a partner with him if I know he has money. If he doesn't have money, if he's not doing well, I don't want to become a partner with him. So then, in that case, he says, then muta legalisle. Then I'm allowed to tell him. You want to know whether he has money? So then I can tell you, the guy doesn't have money. Now, so you want to know that, and that's what you want to know before you enter into a partnership. So then I can tell you. So in other words, even though for me, so here we have a case, before he's been telling us, the Chafetz Chaim the whole time, that if it's a question of damaging Shimon by the partnership, so then it's not up to me that I'm allowed to answer if he asks me. But I have to be proactive, and I have an obligation to go and tell Shimon, don't become a partner with Reuven because he's not an honest guy. Then I have an obligation to do that. Here it comes out, if I would go tell, I'm being over in Issa Deraisa, because that's considered I'm going and causing damage to Reuven. But if Shimon has a right to decide who he wants to be a partner with. And if he is showing me that he only wants to be a partner with somebody who has money, so even though we must say that he's not expected to be investing in this business, because otherwise then even if he doesn't ask me, if I know that Reuven can't do the job and this is what he's expected of, so then I would also again have an obligation to tell Shimon. So in that case, he says, Mutu legalisle. So he says, V'chol v'reinu, however, imhu yodea bebirur es matzavai. But that's only if I know klar his matzav, ki ata mota yodei ma'oid. I know that he's really down and out. And v'einu mechavim b'sipur echas v'shom b'tam sin. And I'm not answering because I don't like Reuven. So he says, so you need to do in that time, if I know he wants to know, does Reuven have money? So I have to, there's two conditions, three conditions, he says. The first is you have to know Itaka doesn't have money. You got to know that's the truth. Because a lot of times, everybody says, this guy is such a gvir, he doesn't have money. This guy says he's down and out, and really the mice, he's got a lot of cash. He says, v'gam, a second condition is, who mishaer shlo yovoi ze'adov lo'oznei pleini. It has to be that if I tell it to Shimon, I have to know that Shimon is going to be confidential and not tell. Because if Shimon is going to go and say to Reuven, you know, I was thinking of becoming a partner with you. You asked me to become a partner, but I spoke to your uncle, and he said, you don't have money. So then Shimon is being over in Issa v'chilus. Shimon is snitching on me that I told him about this information, which I had a right to tell him. But Lemaisa, Reuven is going to be upset. So I'm going to, if I know that Shimon is a big mouth, so then I'm being machshil him in an Issa v'chilus. So then in that case, because if I'm not 100% sure about his financial situation, or if I know that Shimon is going to go say, Reuven is going to say, how come you don't want to be a partner? So yesterday you were all gung ho and you said you're going to be a partner. Now what happened suddenly? And I know that under pressure, Shimon is going to say, well, I spoke to your uncle. And your uncle said that you're down and out. I thought you had big money and you're really down and out. So then I'm going to be, by me telling Shimon, I'm going to be causing him to come to Rechilus. So he says, in that case, I can't. B'vadai osur lahoshiv tshuva shehi lahara loni azeh. Then in that case, I'm not allowed to answer. B'yoyis etayv shebinyonu keilu yashmi desatzmi b'yoshiv loy. you should dray out, as they say. I don't know how to advise you because I don't know Klar the Matzah. So in other words, I can't say he's well-to-do. I can't lie either. But I can't say that he's down and out because I don't really know for sure. Or even if I know for sure, telling him is going to cause him to do an Easter Rekilos. So then I have to say, I really don't know exactly what to tell you because I don't know Klar the situation. And that we'll see is going to be the Eitzah for the third case of the Chafetz Chaim, the final case when it comes to Shidduchim.
Right. That's a tough one.